Let me ask you the question today. Maybe you've heard about Jesus. Maybe many of you have been around the church all your life and you've heard about Jesus, but you don't really know Jesus. And so I grew up and I went to Sunday school and I moved away, but there was one guy who kept on praying for me. He prayed for me for 20 years to get saved. Kept on visiting my family and he would talk to me about Jesus. And I'd say, Ian, I'm not interested about Jesus. I don't want to know about Jesus. All I want to know is about sport and friends and money and girls and all that type of stuff. That's what I was interested in. But you know, he kept on praying for me. Kept on sending me a birthday card. Sent me a birthday card every year. Talk about faithful. But you know, God had a plan for me. And when I was 24, I got myself into lots and lots of trouble. I mean, I was right down, ready to commit suicide. It was so bad. There was no hope left in my life. And I thought, this is just crazy. And I had a complete nervous breakdown. Any of you who have had mental problems, you understand. And I understand how people can go through things like that because that happened to me. And my mum didn't know what to do. She was going to get me sent to the hospital, the mental institution. But my sister said, why don't we ring Ian, the Christian who had been praying for me all those years. And he came out and took me back to his place. And you know, that night, if you would have said to me, just name one book of the Bible, first book, any book of the Bible, I'll give you $1 million, I didn't know. Not one book of the Bible. Isn't that crazy? All those years in church and I knew nothing. But that night, he shared with me one verse. For God so loved Ivan. That's all I knew. That's all I knew. And that night I received Jesus into my life. And I was totally changed forever. You know, Jesus wants to change lives. That's why we're here today. And maybe you've come in here and maybe you've heard stories about Jesus, but you know about him. But let me tell you, he wants to change your life forever. And one touch from Jesus and you can be transformed. Amen. You know, the next morning I rang my mum up and she said, now my mum was not a Christian. After talking with her just a couple of minutes, she said, this is the most amazing rebirth I've ever seen. She didn't know what she was saying. But the Bible says we need to be born again. Yes. We need to be changed on the inside. It's not good enough just to have it in your head. We need the Spirit of God in us to change us, to do a work in our lives. And that's what he wants to do to you. The Bible says if we're in Christ, we are a new creation. I changed. Totally changed. From a drunkard, I used to smoke like a chimney. I used to swear like a trooper. I used to do all the things I should never do. But that night, Jesus changed me. Totally changed. And he wants to change you as well. And today we're going to hear a story. Daniel, would you like to bring that up? Daniel's my prop man. He's going to bring this up. And you're probably wondering, what have I got doing with this table? And I want to share with you a story from the Bible. And it's about a blind guy. And many of you will know this story. But this blind guy, maybe just this way, just a little bit. There we go. He needed to be changed. Do we have any blind people here? I think we do. Is there a blind person up the back there? There's somebody up here who's blind. Good. Do you need a bit of help there, mate? There's a blind. Could somebody help this guy? Look, he's going to trip over in a minute. Somebody help him. Fred, maybe you can help him. Yeah, Matt, help him. Help him. Could you just bring him up here? And you can just sit up on the table over here. And this story is about this blind beggar. Just maybe you can sit. Don't fall off the table, but you can sit on the table. Okay. Turn around. Make sure he faces the front, Matt. Now, this guy, we don't know how long he'd been blind. And this story comes from the book of Mark in the Bible. And the Bible doesn't tell us how long he'd been blind, but it does tell us his name. Does anybody know his name?
Bartimaeus.
Bartimaeus. Okay. So Bartimaeus was a blind beggar. Thank you. He'll be right now. You don't fall off the table. Maybe just stick your legs around the front here. And Bartimaeus used to go out. That's it. Put it there. Now, he's got his cloak here. This cloak is really, really important. Okay, I'll tell you why in a moment. But Bartimaeus used to go out every day begging. And he would put his hands out and he would ask people for money. And now, I would imagine being blind, he would have been to a doctor. But being a beggar, you might not get to the best doctors. So he would be sitting there every day. The doctor gave him no hope. No hope. So his only hope was to beg. And back in those days, in Bible times, there used to be lots of beggars out there, and the government decided what they would do, because there was no welfare system. The government would give them a special cloak, which was like a jacket, and that cloak meant that these guys were genuine and they could beg. Without that cloak, people would know that they were fakes. Pretty smart, wasn't it? So that cloak was really, really important to him. And he would sit by this road, begging, asking for help. Sometimes people would come along and they would put a little bit of money in. And he would probably get to used to knowing how much went in by how heavy it was, or maybe the sound of it when the coins hit the ground. Maybe he heard. But he would have been protecting that. Why? Because we would have lots of maybe little kids come by and would try and steal from him. So the Bible says he was sitting out on the road begging. And in verse 46 says, as he went out of Jericho, talking about Jesus and his disciples, and a great multitude. Anyone know what a great multitude is? A lot. I actually looked up, Googled it, of course, what a great multitude, which was a very, very large crowd. They actually say, traditional Jewish, you know, history says a great multitude was 10,000 people. Wow. You didn't know that, David, did you? No, you need to Google more, mate. You learn everything when you Google. So Bartimaeus was sitting there begging. This was a normal day for him. Maybe he didn't get very much money and he had no hope. You know, he would try and beg, and sometimes he might have a little bit for food. And people would come past and they would probably look at him and feel a bit sorry for him, because he's pretty young, isn't he? He needs a haircut too. Not in those days, though. Not in those days. Needs a shave. So he would sit by the side of the road begging, thinking about what's going to happen today. I need to protect this money because this is all I have. And maybe people, family or friends or somebody, would take him out there and sit him down. And that day was like any other day. But this day, there was something special that was going to happen. You know, something special can happen to you today. So you've come to this church here not by accident. Jesus knows that you're going to come here today, and he wants to touch your life, and he wants to change you forever. And that day, Bartimaeus was sitting there begging, thinking, well, this is a normal day, but something special was going to happen. Do you want to hear what it was? You probably know this story. But you know, while he was there, things were going on in his mind. What am I going to do? What's my future like? You know, there wasn't any future, was there, for a blind person? This was it. They were going to be there forever. So he needed a touch. But while he was sitting there, this is the exciting part, and it says in verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, because a crowd of people were following, who were they following? Jesus. 10,000 people following Jesus. And he started to listen. See, when you're blind, your hearing is really good. Yeah. And he would have been hearing stories of people saying, Jesus, Did you know what Jesus has done? Maybe they were talking about the miracles. Now, he might have known a little bit about Jesus, but not very much. You know, some of us only know a little bit about Jesus, but you know, that's all you need to know. Because it's not all about what you know, it's all about who you know. And if you know Jesus, and if you reach out to Jesus, he can change your life forever. So he was sitting there and he was listening to the people as they were walking past. And you know, something started to happen in his heart. Maybe there's something happening in your heart today. Maybe you need to be changed. Maybe there's things that are going on in your life. Maybe you got no friends. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe the family's fighting. And there's all these things that are happening in your life, and sometimes your mind can be confused and you don't know what to do and how am I going to get through? But you know, Jesus, he can touch you and he can change you. Amen. And this day, here he was there thinking it was going to be a normal day, but something happened. Jesus walked past. And something started to rise up in his heart. Faith started growing in his heart. Now, again, he didn't know a lot, but you don't need to know a lot. All you got to do is know what you need to do. And he started to cry out.
Jesus, have mercy.
Louder.
Jesus, have mercy.
And he started to cry out, Jesus, help me. Have mercy on me. I don't deserve your goodness. You know, none of us do we? You know, the Bible says all of us are sinners. Every one of us have done wrong. Is there anybody here who's never told a lie? Except Rochelle. David tells me all the time what an angel she is. Now, all of us are sinners. And the Bible says the wages of sin, or the punishment for our sin, is death. That means eternal separation from God. That means being separated from God now, but in eternity, we will go to hell. So God doesn't want that to happen. He loves you so much. He loves each one of us. And he is reaching out to you today and saying, I have a gift. Because that, the next part of that verse says, but the gift of God is eternal life. And he has that gift of eternal life for you today. But you have to reach out and take it. So Bartimaeus was sitting there on the side of the road, and all of a sudden this faith started to rise, and he started to call out,
Jesus, have mercy on me. Jesus, have mercy.
And the crowd of people, they got really, really upset with him. And they tried to say, shut up, be quiet. You are just a beggar. Jesus is not interested in you. Maybe you might feel like that about yourself sometimes. I'm not very important. Why would Jesus bother with me? You know, I used to think that as a young man. Struggled with getting friends. I had a few close friends, but that was it. And I used to think, I'm not very good. I'm not very smart. And I used to think, well, I'm never going to make it, really. You know, my whole ambition in life was to drive a truck like my dad. That was it. But you know, Jesus had plans for me, and he's got plans for you, and he can touch you today, and he can change you forever. Yes. And so this guy, here he was sitting there crying out. That day, a miracle was going to happen. Amen. And you know, Jesus can do a miracle in your life. And no matter what you're going through today, no matter what position you are, Jesus can touch you, and he can change you forever. Come on. Yeah. So, Nick, Bartimaeus was crying out, Jesus, have mercy on me. And that many of them warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more.
Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy on me.
So he would have been really, you know, this is coming from his heart, not from his head. This faith started to rise in his heart. And, you know, as faith starts to rise in your heart and you point that faith towards Jesus, Jesus stopped. Isn't that amazing? There was 10,000 people there that day, but one person cried out with faith, and Jesus stopped.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know, Jesus will stop for you. Because he loves you so much. And you are here today, and Jesus is here too. The Bible says where two or three gathered in his name, there he is. Jesus is here today, and he sees your heart, he sees what's going on in your life, and he wants to touch you, and he wants to change you forever. So Jesus stopped. And what did he say? Let's have a look what he said here. And Jesus stood still, and he commanded them to be called, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying, "Be of good cheer. Arise, he is calling you." Isn't that exciting? You know, a blind beggar, no one thought he was worth anything. But Jesus stopped and he called him. You know, Jesus is calling us today. He's calling you. No matter the situation you're in, he's calling you. So Bartimaeus, he had a choice. He could sit there and just stay there and stay in the life that he was in, being blind. You know, no one gave him any hope of ever being healed. It was impossible. But this faith that was rising in his heart, when Jesus called him, what did he do? The Bible says he got up and he threw aside his coat. That was a good throw. He threw it aside. Now, there's a great significance about what he did. You know, without that coat, he couldn't beg. And what he was doing, he was throwing away his past. He's saying, "I'm no longer going to be a blind beggar. Jesus is going to change me. He's going to heal me." You know, he was still blind. Nothing had happened except the faith that was rising in his heart. And for Jesus to stand still and to call him. You know, if you have faith in your heart today, Jesus can do a miracle in your life. He can touch you and he can change you forever. So he came to Jesus. Now, this is the miracle of this story. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, what a funny thing to say. Now, you might think, Jesus, were you the one that was blind? Can't you see there's this guy? You know all about him. He's blind. But Jesus asked him the question, "What do you want me to do for you?" He could have said, "Jesus, I want some money." He could have said, "Jesus, I need some friends. Jesus, I need somebody to look after me. Jesus, I need some more food." But Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Jesus asked us all that question. And maybe there's some issues in your life today. Maybe it's depression. Maybe things are going on at home. And you think, "I don't know the answers to these things." But let me tell you, Jesus asked you today, "What do you want me to do for you?" So here he is standing in front of Jesus, and Jesus asked him that question. He's thrown everything away, and he's standing there still blind. And Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Teacher, that I might receive my sight." Isn't that amazing? The faith that was in this blind guy to reach out and say, "Jesus, I believe you can touch me. I believe you can restore my sight. Nobody else can do it, but Jesus, you can." You know, Jesus can change your life forever. I know he changed my life. The day, that next day after I got saved, it was the 24th of June, my whole life was transformed. Jesus had come in and I decided the past was the past. I'm not going that way anymore. I had to give things away. I had to throw friends away. When I say throw them away, I had to make the decision. I'm not going to go with that group anymore. I had to throw the alcohol away. And maybe there's things that you need to throw away today. Maybe there's things that are holding you back from coming to Jesus. Maybe you think, "Well, if I come to Jesus, I've got to give up my drugs." Well, let me tell you, you won't want your drugs. When Jesus touches your life, You won't want those things. Maybe it's other things, alcohol. I know alcohol was a big thing for me. But when I came to Jesus, he took that desire away and I thought, I don't need to drink anymore. And Jesus changed me. And he can change you too. He can do a miracle in your life. And here he is there now. And he's now, Jesus says to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Wow. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. What was the faith in? See, what was the faith in? Jesus, wasn't it? See, he had faith that Jesus could heal him. And when we come to Jesus and we have faith that he can touch us and change us, let me tell you, he can do a miracle for you. And the Bible says he received his sight. Now, could you just show me how you would have felt at that time? And do you think he would have been jumping up and down?
Wow!
And what do you think he would have been saying? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, look at you. Yeah, you need a haircut. Change forever. Change forever. Jesus, when he touches you, when he sees that faith that's in your heart, that faith connects with him and he does a miracle. Change forever. And then it says, I like this last part of this verse 52, and he immediately received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. See, Jesus said he could go his way, your faith has made you well. But he said, no, I don't want to go my way anymore. I want to follow you. Will you follow Jesus? See, when we come to him, he does that miracle in our lives. And you might say, well, there's things that I've messed up in my life and I can't get it right. Well, that's okay. You come to Jesus because he'll fix up the mess. Don't try and fix up your mess yourself because you'll never do it. I tried everything to give up smoking. I went to I had acupuncture, I had everything. It couldn't work. But when I came to Jesus, after about a week, I thought, I don't need those smokes anymore. And I put a Bible in my pocket instead of the packet of smokes. You know, we've got to make a decision to follow after Jesus. So maybe today, you need to be changed. Maybe today you've come in here and you think, I need help. Well, Jesus wants to reach out to you and he wants to touch you today. But you can sit there or you can get up and say, I'm going to come to Jesus. You can stay where you are or you can say, I'm going to throw that past behind and I'm going to follow Jesus. And if you do, let me tell you, your life will be changed forever.